on this episode of Rev Hang.
Indeed, Frenchman in French car.
Frenchman in French car do French things. It's a loose going, like turning right, and it's understeering, turning left. I don't know how to drive this car. Ranch country.
Mm, yes.
Yes.
Ram country.
And guess what? Tire strategy actually made that race interesting. Crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Pirelli, fix your game. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rev Hang. I am Nathan, and alongside me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, Ben Bagley. How's it going, Ben?
It's going pretty good.
It was kind of a warm one outside today.
It was. I wasn't expecting it. I broke out the short sleeve t-shirt after wearing a jacket all day mistakenly.
A short sleeve t-shirt as opposed to
a long sleeve t-shirt, which we don't have enough time to get into that.
Nice try.
indeed. This is not a textiles podcast.
There you go. That's the word.
I was searching for that one. This is a racing podcast. I don't know if we've done that yet this season. So, with that all being said, let's jump right in. We've got no paddock news this week because we did just record, 4 days ago?
Not even.
That sounds...
Yeah.
Right-ish.
Whatever.
Nothing has happened other than the racing, but that's what we're here to talk about. So, let's start with IndyCar. We had Long Beach
this week.
Long Beach, IndyCar everybody's favorite iteration of Monaco, which you can actually pass at. So, not really Monaco at all. But we'll go through the top 10 in qualifying to give you some context. On pole position for this lovely race around the streets of Los Angeles was Kyle Kirkwood, followed by Colton Herta and Alex Below. Then fourth and fifth were Rosenqvist and Ericsson. 6-10 were McLaughlin, Armstrong, Rossi, O'Ward, and Malukas. Getting into the expedited race highlights. Kyle Kirkwood led for pretty much the whole race. Wasn't obviously in the lead just because of differing pit strategies, but he had net P1 the entire time. He was not passed. There were fantastic strategy calls by Lundgaard and Newgarden early on in the race. Newgarden pit off of his soft tires as soon as he possibly could and ended up jumping up like half the field because of it. Pelot chased down Kirkwood for the entire race, was not able to catch and pass him. Kirkwood was just made his car a little bit too wide. And then Stingray Robb also actually had a fantastic race, securing his second top 10 finish of his career. Very surprising things. And then getting back to Newgarden, he ended up having seatbelt problems during the race and had two very long pit stops. One of them was not even a pit stop. It was just to fix the seatbelt. Ended up getting lapped, and that was his race over. So let's go through the top 10 finishers. Winning the race, we had Kyle Kirkwood, followed by Alex Palou and Christian Lundgaard, who was, of course, beneficiary, if that's the word.
Yeah, the opposite.
Yeah. Beneficiary of a fantastic pit strategy. Then fourth place, we had Rosenqvist. Fifth was Will Power. 6-10, we had McLaughlin, Herta, Dixon, Stingray Robb, and Kiffin Simpson, who secures his first top 10 finish of his career.
I forgot about Kiffin Simpson.
Yeah, guy came out of nowhere. Notables, let's see. Justin Newgarden finished dead last in 27th. Pato O'Ward dropped down to 13th. No one else really in the championship fight finished outside of 10th. So,
yeah,
pretty solid race from most people. I don't even know if Newgarden's considered in the championship fight at the moment. But you know who is in the championship fight? Kyle Kirkwood is in the championship fight. The guy is in P2 in the championship only 34 points behind Alex Palou, which is less than a race win. So, hey.
And he had actually good strategy this race.
He did. Well, I mean, I don't think his strategy is usually horrible. I mean, Brian Herta is his strategist and race engineer, so got a ton of experience there. I don't remember why exactly they switched Brian Herta off of his son Colton Herta into Kyle Kirkwood, but that happened last year. Christian Lundgaard is also still in this championship fight with 96 points. And then Felix Rosenqvist is in P4, not too far back. And then we have the usual suspects, Dixon, O'Ward, Herta, McLaughlin, Power, Newgarden. There is a lot of season left. A lot of things could change. But Alex Palou would have to take quite the nosedive over the next couple of races.
You'd have to forget how to drive a car for somebody to win. And even then, Ganassi would probably figure out a pit strategy that would allow him to stay in the running.
Likely, yes.
Just tow him behind Dixon.
Maybe if they get sued a couple more times, they'll be like, hey, we don't like you anymore. Unlikely. But that kind of rounds off IndyCar. We're going to keep that short and sweet as we move into the Formula One Bahrain Grand Prix.
It's best not to talk about Colton Herta's race anyways.
I mean, yes, Colton Herta. Well, we could not talk about
his team had the... He's on the same team as Kirkwood.
He was.
They have the ability to help with each other's strategies, but they're on opposite strategies.
This is true. Also, Herta's car was falling apart, much like another driver in the Formula One race. But
yeah.
I remember Herta's car was like, he's like, it's loose going, like turning right, and it's understeering turning left. I don't know how to drive this car.
Just not a good race.
Not great.
Maybe next the time, fact, Herta bros.
Maybe next time. The fact that he finished 7th was a pretty good result with a broken car. But overall, the race was good.
It made me want to go back and just race it on a sim anyways.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite sim racing tracks.
It really is. I really wish Project Cars 2 was still available for us to play because that game has the best track selection of any game. It's not even close. You got Sonoma, which is probably my favorite racetrack, but you never see it in any game ever.
That's except true,
for like
actually,
Forza 4, I think, had it. I think, yeah, so Long Beach, Laguna Seca, all sorts of fantastic. And then the European tracks that never get any love, like Donington Park and Alton Park and all of those things. So, fantastic game. Unavailable, cannot be purchased anymore. Very sad things.
Maybe we can pirate it, who knows?
Maybe.
Not that we would do such a thing.
I own it, so if Ben can somehow figure out how to... legally, of course, get his hands on it.
I don't know where I would, but maybe I can look around and see if somebody's selling a copy, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, selling it legally.
Yep. That would be awesome to get some footage of us playing that together. But let's move on to Formula One Bahrain Grand Prix, everybody's favorite desert race. I don't think there's any sarcasm there. I can't think of another one that's better. Yeah, no, I think Bahrain's
Vegas
the best.
Vegas 23
desert.
Was pretty good.
Vegas has been solid.
That is technically a desert.
Yeah, I think Bahrain is more consistent. I mean, I guess there's only a very small sample size with Vegas, but...
it depends on how you classify Texas.
That's kind of in the desert. Not like super deserty, though.
It's arid, I guess, yeah.
It is arid. Austin's kind of closer to the Gulf, so...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, I guess it's not a desert. Okay, I guess it's a pretty good desert race.
Yeah, it's more plains than anything. Sort of ranch country.
Yes.
Yes.
Ram country.
Indeed. All right, let's move into qualifying for Bahrain. Oscar Piastri took pole position, followed by George Russell, who did get a one-place grid penalty. So Charles Leclerc, who qualified third, ended up starting second. George Russell started third. Pierre Gasly found himself in fourth place somehow in that Alpine that at that point had not scored points yet this year.
French man in French car.
He did qualify P5, but Kimi Antonelli, who qualified P4, got a one-place grid penalty along with his teammate because Mercedes screwed up in qualifying and broke the rules. So Antonelli started fifth. Then we had 6 through 10 was Norris, Verstappen, Sainz, Hamilton, and Tsunoda. Yuki Tsunoda being the first... second Red Bull car to make it into Q3 this year. And Verstappen and Lando Norris having horrible qualifyings. I mean, horrible.
Relatively speaking.
Considering
one of them has the fastest car on the grid, and the other one has won the world championship 4 times.
Indeed, yes. So Norris started 6th, Verstappen 7th. They were right next to each other, once again, but way further down. Moving into the race, Piastri absolutely just drove off into the sunset. He was not contested for the entire race. Ended up winning it by over 10 seconds. I don't remember what the final time was.
15 seconds, yeah.
15 and a half seconds. Good goodness.
And got fastest lap.
Yeah. Guy had an absolute storm of a race. Norris had a great start, except that he started outside of his pit box and got a false start penalty. So that did hinder him during his first pit stop. He did have a 5-second penalty to contend with. It did not really affect him that much, though. He pretty much only lost a place to Leclerc, I believe, and quickly passed Leclerc to chase down George Russell for P2. He was aided in overtaking Leclerc by Ferrari having the worst tire strategy possible. They saw,
as usual,
they saw Hamilton on, I think it was Hamilton, on the hard tires, and he was super slow. Might have been someone else on the hards, but
Hamilton started on mediums.
He started on mediums
and said, "I hate this. I have no grip." And then they put him on a tire with less grip,
right?
And he was like, "I hate
this.
This is
worse." Yeah, and so, of course, when you see that your teammate has gone onto a set of tires that is borderline undrivable, what do? Slap those tires on at your next pit stop, of course.
Keep her going.
So Ferrari's tire strategy was absolutely awful, as per usual. So Lando was able to get past Leclerc without too much issues. There were some good spicy moments, good battles between Norris and Leclerc, as to be expected, because Leclerc's not just going to let you drive past him. But overall, wasn't too bad. Then Norris chased Russell down in the last part of the race and was unable to get past him. Russell driving a car that was literally falling apart at the seams to second place. So with that being said, let's move into the results of the race. Oscar Piastri won by, as we said, 15.5 seconds, followed by George Russell and then Lando Norris. Fourth and fifth were Leclerc and Hamilton. Sixth through 10 were Verstappen, Gasly, Ocon, Tsunoda, and Behrman. Behrman with an absolutely insane drive, putting his Haas from P20 to P10, scoring a point.
The Haas cars are, like,
they're not bad.
So weird this year.
They're, well, yeah, they are very,
they're weird.
Odd, yes. But
because they're qualifying terribly.
And then they're racing very well. They are currently in fifth place in the championship, I believe, somehow. And then Yuki Tsunoda, of course, finished ninth, getting his first points for Red Bull, and the first points a second Red Bull driver has scored, I think, since like Las Vegas of last year.
Yeah.
So pretty nuts there.
Congratulations for clearing the bar, Yuki Tsunoda.
Yep.
Maybe you can stick around for a little longer.
Kimi Antonelli finished 11th, had a fantastic race, but then Mercedes screwed up his strategy. I don't even remember what they did, but it was bad. I think they just brought him in for an extra pit stop after the safety car.
Yeah.
And it was just like, why'd you do that? So, Antonelli got screwed by strategy, but otherwise had a fantastic race. We had Carlos Sainz retire after getting hit by Yuki Tsunoda, and Tsunoda putting a soccer ball sized hole in Sainz's side pod. And Sainz was able to somehow drive the car for another like 10 laps after that, and it was pretty crazy. The hole in that car was massive. And then we had a disqualification. Once again, it seems like they're cracking down on scrutineering this year. Nico Hülkenberg's car, I don't remember. Was it the plank?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember if it came in underweight or if it was the plank. So his plank was too worn down. He was running the car too low. So his car was disqualified.
What a great loss for the Sauber team.
Yep. They lost 0 points because of that. So what else do we have to talk about? Piastri, yeah. Absolute masterclass. Norris has been struggling the last couple races, it seems. He can't quite get to grips with the car the way Piastri has been.
He's such a sad boy right now.
He really is.
He's so down.
It's so funny because he talks a lot of smack about everybody else. He's like, yeah, we got the best car. Come drive it and you'll see. And then, like, he drives the car and he can't figure it out.
A week later, he's like, I'm so sad. I have failed everyone.
And then Piastri's just, like, casually winning races.
Yeah. We actually got to see the soft tire.
Yes,
for the
we
first
got the
time
soft
in how
tire
many races?
In a race. It's been a long time since we've seen the soft tire as a primary-ish strategy in the
as
race.
As the actual good strategy, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in the mediums kind of hated them.
And guess what? Tire strategy actually made that race interesting. Crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Pirelli, fix your game.
You're literally witnessing the answer right here.
Yes, exactly. Great tire strategy. That was a great race. There wasn't like a ton of crazy action or anything, but it was a very entertaining race. It did feel like a long race. I felt like
it really did.
It was like always entertaining, but it felt very long.
Not as long as Suzuka, but...
No, Suzuka was a nice nap. George Russell managed to bring a Yugo home to P2, falling apart at the seams. He pressed his radio button and opened DRS somehow, so obviously there were electrical problems. His transponder decided it didn't want to work anymore about halfway through the race.
Broke the timing charts.
He broke the timing screen, so we didn't have timing or positions on the screen during the race for probably about 10 laps.
AKA the first Fox race of IndyCar.
Yep.
We didn't talk about that, but just a really quick aside to get off topic. The Fox race graphics have actually been getting better and better race by race.
Fox,
they actually told you what tires they're on this race. And Fox, that was so nice.
Yes. They are getting better race by race, for sure. Fox's broadcast is seeming to pick up, you know, some things. I do like that we do have the mini race player for about half the commercial breaks. So you don't have to watch the commercials. You can just listen to them and watch the race while it's happening.
Yep.
Although
imagine not using a Checha VPN and not having any ads at all.
Yeah, well, I have YouTube TV, so that's my excuse.
Fair.
Yeah. Not a sponsor.
Yeah, I would like it though. The pictures for the top five, like the top five driver pictures on the timing chart, were so big that you can only see like the top 13 drivers at any one time.
Right. Yeah.
And there's 30 drivers on the grid.
Yeah, let's see some more. They only scroll through like every 5 seconds. It's like, okay. Yes.
Show me more of where Alex is my Pillow's favorite face, driver? Actually. Yes. That's what I want.
Yeah.
But no, aside from that, it was good. Anyways, back to F1.
Back to F1. Red Bull has continued to struggle, especially this week. This is the first time we've seen Verstappen really struggle in that car. Yeah, we haven't seen Verstappen struggle in Bahrain in quite a while. And as a result of that, I believe, the Verstappen to Aston Martin rumors have intensified.
They're back.
They are back, and they are stronger than ever. And it has gotten to the point where even Helmut Marko admitted during an interview that he was concerned about it. If Helmut Marko is saying in an interview that he's concerned about it, I am like 95% sure that it's happening.
Red Bull being so bad that Max wants to go to a, not even an object,
like a back marker.
An objectively back marker team. It was really hard to say that. An objectively, not arguably, back marker team to get away from the Red Bull car.
However, apparently, Adrian Newey had nothing to do with the 2025 Aston Martin and will continue to have nothing to do with the 2025 Aston Martin. So Adrian Newey's first Aston Martin design like car will be 2026. So I bet you that's what Max will be banking on if he makes that jump.
Yep.
If Max leaves Red Bull, it will either be Mercedes or Aston Martin.
Who do you think he replaces at Aston Martin? I bet
I think him and Alonso swap.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I can imagine him. Can you imagine Verstappen and Stroll? There's a meme that Aston Martin keeps on bringing on better and better drivers to embarrass Lance Stroll to get him to stop racing.
To get him to quit.
And it's like world champion after world champion. It's like Sebastian Vettel, Fernando Alonso, Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton is going to be next.
Going to be next, yeah.
Just keep on beating him down. If that doesn't work, Lando Norris in a few years.
Nico Rosberg coming back. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see Stroll willingly stepping down, but at the same time, Lawrence Stroll has been selling stock in the team as fast as he possibly can. So if that might say something.
Hey, Lance Stroll is he's their highest point scorer right now.
This is true. Alonso is yet to score points in this championship, which feels illegal to say.
He's 10th. In this, we're gonna go over things, but he's 10th. He's ahead of Pierre Gasly. He used to race for Red Bull.
He's 10th. Wait, I'm confused.
In the standings.
Oh, Lance Stroll. I thought you were talking about Alonso.
Oh no.
I was like, he's not 10th.
No, the more absurd one.
Mm. Yes. After all of the Verstappen and Aston rumors, Antonelli, we talked about, got robbed by strategy, and we talked about Ferrari strategy. So. Let's move into these standings. Things have shaken up quite a little bit.
Quite a little bit.
Things are quite a little bit different.
Add that to the short sleeve t-shirt one.
Yes, the short sleeve t-shirt. It's quite a little bit shorter sleeves than long sleeve t-shirts.
Put that on a short sleeve t-shirt.
Indeed. Lando Norris is still leading the championship just barely. Oscar Piastri has made a rather large leap into second place. Only 3 points behind Lando now, so they are essentially neck and neck. Max Verstappen is at 69 points. That's pretty nice.
Nice.
George Russell is at 63, his number, so that's very fitting.
Very cool.
And Leclerc is at 32, all the way back there. So there is quite a drop. It seems weird that Antonelli only has 30 points to me, but okay.
You know what else is weird?
What?
Doing quick maths, the top... You have to go to top five in order to get a greater points differential between championship standings in F1 versus IndyCar between first and second. I know it came out really weird and doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. So there's no dominance at the top in F1 currently. There is dominance at the top in IndyCar, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I understand. Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Maybe I'm just having a stroke.
Maybe I am. My train of thought is absolutely shattered. Alex Albon, 18. I don't know why I singled him out. There's no reason to talk about him. Fernando Alonso, Liam Lawson, Jack Doohan, and Bortoleto still yet to score points in the championship. Where Nico Hülkenberg is in 12th place.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, Esteban Ocon in 9th place, despite me not remembering anything about his races for the past 3 races.
Guy's been Mr. Anonymous, and he's in the top 10 in a Haas. Okay. Carlos Sainz still with that sweet, sweet 1 point. Moving on to constructors. McLaren is way out in front with 151 points, followed by Mercedes at 93. Red Bull at 70. Nope. Yuki scored a point. So yep. Red Bull at 71. Yuki scored 2 points. Ferrari is down there at 57. And then Haas is in 5th place behind Ferrari at 20 points. Right ahead of Williams at 19.
Do you think Haas has a chance to get closer to Ferrari? Or do you think Ferrari will pull away?
I think Ferrari will pull away. I do think the Ferrari pain will end at some point. Well, okay, let me rephrase. I think the Ferrari pain will become less intense at some point this season. The Ferrari pain will never
perhaps
end.
They'll find a soothing ointment.
Yes.
To help with that.
Perhaps Lewis Hamilton will remember how to drive something other than a Mercedes.
One thing's for sure, Charles Leclerc is for sure not winning Monaco this year. There's no way.
No, it's going to be probably Verstappen, honestly. I don't know. We'll see.
Bold.
Monaco is such a slow course. I think it has much more to do with driver skill than... the actual
it doesn't car. Matter how fast the car is.
No, I don't know. I mean, he won Suzuka handily, so
that's fair. I guess we'll see.
We shall see. Let's move into the pit stop championship for this week. Ferrari has been doing very well in this regard, winning once again with a time of 2.16 seconds, followed by Bortoleto and Russell. Fourth and fifth were Hülkenberg and Lawson. 6 through 10, we had Piastri, Norris, Stroll, Tsunoda, and Leclerc. Moving into the standings, Hamilton is out in front with 78 points, followed by Leclerc at 61, Russell at 51. 4th and 5th are Tsunoda and Norris. 6 through 10 are Piastri, Lawson, Bortoleto, Verstappen, and Hadjar. Moving into the constructors, which I hope is correct because I had to do a lot of juggling because of the Tsunoda Lawson swap, but their points still count for their original
teams. Yeah, how'd you do that? You left their points behind in the original teams? It's technically the pit team.
I had to hardwire points into my spreadsheet.
Oh,
and
I hate that.
Yeah, it messed with the clean formulas, and it was not pretty. I believe it's correct. I double-checked my math. So Ferrari is at 139, followed by McLaren at 56. So Ferrari is absolutely running away with it right now. They've had like 3 1-2s already this year.
If it wasn't for their pit team, they might be behind Haas. Who knows?
Maybe. And then Mercedes at 54, RB at 52. So battle for second is real, real tight right now. Overtake of the week, I give this one to Kimi Antonelli for his, 100-meter dive bomb on Carlos Sainz on lap 5. That was a real, Daniel Ricciardo peak of his career type of move there.
Oh, man. I missed that. Why do you have to remind me?
I'm sorry.
We used to be a real country.
We Indeed, Australia. Yeah. Used to be a real country. Liam Lawson. No, he's from New Zealand.
It's Kiwi. Piastri.
Piastri, that's the one.
You just don't see, like, the crazy Aussie vibes anymore, though.
No. I mean, Valtteri Bottas is, like, racist, the closest. Is I don't think oh, so. Not racist.
Just want to make sure.
It's 2025. I don't know.
Anyways.
I think Valtteri Bottas is the closest thing to crazy Aussie that we
he's
have.
He's not really that crazy, though. And he's not really on the grid either.
Did you? I sent you the video of him using his mullet DRS, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Valtteri Bottas and Mercedes, since he's a Mercedes reserve driver this year, released a video explaining how DRS worked. And so he, of course, was 1 second behind a person he was walking behind, and he flipped up his mullet to get the
better drag.
Sweet drag reduction, which I don't think that's how that works, but. It was very comical.
Can somebody please do a CFD on Valtteri Bottas's head with his mullet?
All right, let's move into our predictions and wrap up this episode. Long Beach IndyCar pole position went to Kyle Kirkwood. What did you say, Ben?
I gave it to a Penske boy. I thought McLaughlin had it.
I gave it to an Andretti boy. Kyle Kirkwood himself, I actually nailed it on the head.
Where has Penske been?
I don't know.
I actually was just thinking about that. It's, like, last year, they were just, like, firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Granted, there was a little bit of cheating, yeah. But still.
Have they won a race since they cheated in St. Pete last year?
I feel like Will Power had
some... Oh, they won the 500 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newgarden won.
And Will Power had some decent...
Did he? I don't think Will Power won a race last year.
No. No, he won a... Did he won a race last...
I can't remember.
I guess I have
Maybe
a laptop
Toronto?
Right in front of me.
Maybe Toronto. I don't know.
I thought it was one of the Midwests.
I know Pillow won up Mid-Ohio. And Pillow won, like, every race in the second half of the season. Anyway, while you're looking for that.
Yeah.
A podium went to Kirkwood, Pillow, and Lundgaard. Ben's podium, while he searches for that, was Pillow, Herta, and Award. So he got it with Pillow, of course. Took the free bingo space.
Yeah. How do I even read these results? Let's see. Start, place. There you go. He won Portland?
Did he win Portland? No. Oh, and he won Toronto. No, Iowa, too.
Road America. That's what I was...
Okay.
Did he really? That was 2024?
I guess he won three races last year.
Lead.
Wow.
That's what that means, right? That's what this chart means.
Yes.
This chart means he won Road America, he won Iowa Race 2, and he won Portland.
Didn't you go to Portland last year? Or was that the year before? When Pillow,
that was the year before.
When Pillow won the championship
there. When Pillow
won
the championship
and
he did donuts at the...
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
cool. Yeah. We should go again. We should go this year. Maybe.
I agree.
Yeah.
Schedules are hard.
Schedules are very hard. Yes.
I'm going to the East Coast this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where at?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Don't say
winning
word.
Number of pit stops.
Hey, my wife is from there.
I didn't say
she's
a
lovely woman. I love her very much.
She is a lovely woman. Yes, I didn't say.
And
anything.
She loves New Jersey very much, which means we all love New Jersey very much, Nathan.
I love New Jersey.
I'm actually excited to go. Anyways, sorry.
I'm gonna stop it there. Stop winning number of pit stops was three. The New Jersey slander will have to. Not
there is no New Jersey slander.
Nope.
For the record, Emily, I love you, and I'm very excited to go to New Jersey. Okay, we can go back to racing.
We just see, like, eyes peering around. Winning number of pit stops was three. What'd you say, Ben?
I said three.
Yeah, I said two, so you'll take that point.
Listen, I'm on antibiotics. I'm not cured yet.
Not cured yet. Not quite.
I went back and told them I coughed up blood, and they gave me antibiotics finally.
When was this?
Friday.
The day after we recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I also coughed so hard I threw my back out.
I've done that. It's not fun.
So I went into the doctor's office. I was, like, limping a little bit. I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm coughing so hard I threw my back out and I coughed up blood. Can I have antibiotics now, please? This is the second time I went to the urgent care for this.
I should not be laughing. It's not funny. That's just...
It's a little funny.
It's a little funny. There is no New Jersey slander and no laughing at Ben coughing up blood. Bahrain Grand Prix. Let's keep this on the rails.
You got to pad out the runtime a little bit. We're only half an hour in.
That's fine. Top five for Bahrain were Piastri, Russell, Norris, Leclerc, and Hamilton. Give me your top five, Ben. What was it?
I had Norris, Verstappen, Piastri, Antonelli, and Hamilton, with Lawson as my dark horse. So I only got Hamilton.
Got Hamilton right. I had Piastri, Norris, Russell, Verstappen, and Leclerc, and Sainz is my dark horse. So I got Piastri right. That was about it. Fastest lap went to Oscar Piastri. What did you say, Ben?
I had Lando Norris.
And I had Kimi Antonelli. Neither of us got that one. Driver of the day went to Lewis Hamilton. What did you say, Ben?
I had Antonelli.
I had Hamilton, so I guess.
Why did Hamilton get...
I have no idea. Maybe everybody felt so bad for his strategy.
Ollie Bearman went from 20th to 10th.
I know. George Russell drove a 1960s Volkswagen across the line in P2. I'm just saying, I don't know what on earth...
Piastri won the race.
I don't think a single driver of the day has actually been accurate, except for maybe Australia.
This year has been so weird for driver of the day.
I don't know what people are thinking. Yeah. All right, let's move into our predictions for this upcoming round of races. Alabama is sometime in the near future, maybe three-ish weeks.
Man, the IndyCar schedule is so messed up right now. They botched it so bad.
Yep. Pole position for the Children's of Alabama Grand Prix. Ben, what do you got?
I've got Power.
He has
won races last year.
He did. Yes. No Power slander either. Pole position, I said Pato O'Ward because he usually does well here. Podium, what do you got, Ben?
I've got Pello, McLaughlin, and Lundgaard.
I've got some wishful thinking this time around. I've got O'Ward, Dixon, and Pello. I had to put Pello because I want points.
Oh, man. The talking.
You're going to make it, Ben.
I'm going to make it.
Winning number of pit stops. What'd you say, Ben?
I've got three for this one.
I have two.
Lucky number three. For everything.
Two is my unlucky number, so maybe this is not...
You want trade? You can take three next time. I'll take two.
It's okay. Nine is like my lucky number, so that seems unlucky.
That's an IndyCar number right there. Or a 500. Indy 500.
Maybe
number.
I'll go with 9 for 500 this year.
Yeah.
You can talk, man. I believe in this.
I'm out of seltzer water.
Editor, can you please make Ben English?
Add more seltzer water, editor, please.
Not sponsored by Spindrift. I don't know if we can say the name of the company.
Spindrift. Anyways.
Editor.
Editor, get us a sponsor for Spindrift.
That would be nice.
That'd be cool.
And if we get sued by Spindrift, that would like get us a lot of attention on the channel.
That'd be a lot of publicity.
Yeah.
We can make a whole video out of that.
Spindrift, we are not sponsored by you, but we're going to keep saying the name of your
company. We're going to come after you.
Let's not lose a lawsuit, please, Ben. Top five for... Saudi Arabia. What do you got, Ben?
I've got Norris, Piastri, Russell, Antonelli, and Verstappen with Gasly as my dark horse.
Gasly in the Alpine?
Indeed. Frenchman in French car.
Frenchman in French car do French things.
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
Quite.
All right. I have Piastri, Norris, Antonelli, Verstappen, and Leclerc with Sainz as my dark horse once again because I haven't quite learned my lesson yet. Fastest lap, what do you got, Ben?
Piastri for this one.
I have Antonelli. Driver of the day, what do you got for this one?
I've got Norris for this one.
I've got Antonelli. I think Antonelli's going to
all in on Antonelli.
Race.
He's getting a podium.
Podium, fastest lap, and driver of the day. Of course, driver of the day could probably, it's probably going to go to like Bortoleto or something for getting P17 or something like that.
Going from P18, P17.
Right.
Bold of you to think that any Sauber is getting out of P18, but right. Good luck. So,
maybe that's why he'll get driver of the day. He'll make it a P17. Okay, it's time for everybody's favorite and the most important segment.
And the most on topic
show.
Most importantly.
Ben, do you have words of wisdom for our lovely listeners?
Yeah. So it's like grilling season now. And this actually comes from experience that I had yesterday. Remember to clean out your grill before you turn it on and put flames in it. Because I had some juicy hamburgers on there, and I did not really scrape off the drip pan. I have a smoker grill combo, so it's a little different, but, you know, there's still flames, and there's still, you know, drippings and stuff that accumulate. And halfway through, there's enough fuel on the drip pan to just, you know, a lot of flames. It looks like what you see in commercials for grills, where, like, the flames, like, coming out. You're like, yeah, I'm charbroiling these hamburgers. And, like, really tall flames, like, higher than the grid of the lid of the grill. Editor, cut that out.
Editor, don't cut that out.
I singed my hair. It's a little stiffer and a little curlier now in front. I burned off some of my arm hair, and my eyebrows and eyelashes are a little curly. Clean your grill out and be careful, and just be on alert, you know?
Editor, put that video that's in Nathan's saved videos from 3 years ago in now. It'll be very entertaining.
The meme of the woman walking out.
This, what you're seeing on screen right now, is what not to do.
Yeah. My wife walking out of the house, watching the entire shed explode. It's like that meme. Have you sent you that?
I don't think you've sent me that. I'll have to send you the video I'm talking about. But I saw this in real life, and it was entertaining, to say the least. The burgers were not good. But anyway, as Ben gets ready to share some dank memes with me, and probably the chat too, we're gonna do a TikTok review. I'll put this on the screen. Editor,
Be able to watch this? Not show up with what I wanted. How do you find this?
Editor, if he finds this, we'll put this up right now. But
I can find it later, I'm sure.
Okay. All right, anyway, thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this episode of Rev Hang. If you enjoyed it, leave a like or a rating on the platform you listened on. It really helps us out. Subscribe or follow if you'd like to see more. I am getting really into this whole editor request thing. Having a lot of fun with it. So hopefully the videos get a little more visually entertaining. Hopefully Ben doesn't die before next week.
Yeah.
If you want to see updated standings for IndyCar and F1 or a calendar of upcoming racing from those series, check out our website, revhang.com. If you have questions about racing or about us, hit us up on any socials in comments or DMs, and we may feature your question on the next show. You can follow Ben on Instagram at BenjiMeetsWorld and myself at 2n_squared. You can follow the RevHang page on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, even TikTok at RevHangMedia. We'll be back in just a short week to talk about the Formula One Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, one of the fastest, one of the craziest, dangerous tracks on the calendar. Usually a pretty solid race, so we're looking forward to it. Hopefully no missile strikes this year.
Editor, cut that out, or make it louder, whichever one's funnier.
And so we can get Ben to the hospital. We're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. So until next time, I've been Nathan.
And I'm Ben.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for watching. Bye.